Recognized, Uncle Walker, D01. Recognized, GTG Random, D16.
Today in the cave, finally, someone I became an enormous fan of because of my own show. If you've listened to our fan service, you'll have heard this tag many times. GTG Random, aka Erica Gallegos, has created many of my favorite AMVs, or animated music videos, based on Young Justice, Dick Grayson, DC Comics, from Shattered, Demons, Lost Boy, Young Stars, Renegades, What I've Done, and a brilliant tribute to both seasons of Young Justice that we will talk about in detail in a few minutes. Erica, we are so happy to welcome you to the cave.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be with you.
Thank you. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone that our discussion episodes draw on anything and everything related to Young Justice, including both seasons of the series so far, the comics, and the video game. If you've not seen, read, or played all of the material and are spoiler-wary, consider this your warning. And with all of that, let's dive in. So I touched on our favorite things we know about you in the intro, but tell us a little more about who you are and what you do in the world, Erica.
Okay. Yeah, my name's Erica. You guys know me as GTG Random from YouTube, fanfiction, or Tumblr. I'm just a college student studying environmental science and trying to save the world in my own way. On the side, I like to get overly invested in TV shows.
Yes. We don't know what that means. Can you tell us about how that works? Or maybe we'll get into that a little
later. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
And I really just like to edit videos to kind of channel my emotions and feelings about those kind of things.
Yeah, therapy. Yeah, we know how that is. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we do. So when did you first see Young Justice? Did you see it when it first aired, or did you catch up with it on Netflix, DVDs?
So, yeah, it's kind of a funny story, the whole process of how I began watching it, because I grew up kind of loving any kind of superhero. I grew up watching Star Wars and Harry Potter, The Goonies, where these kids just kind of saved the world or the universe.
It's our time. Our time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of stuck with me. And then my first DC experience was with Teen Titans when I was a kid. It aired in like 2003 and I was like 6 years old. So I don't know if I really understood the whole thing, but that's why I woke up on Saturday mornings was for Teen Titans. So then life went on, and I remember going to an art class, just a drop-in thing for fun. And I met this girl who was like 14, and I was like 11. And Teen Titans came up, and she was like, oh, you know, I love that show, whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's this girl that's older than me who's super cool. And she likes this cartoon that I thought was only for kids. And I was like, huh. So I went back when I was like 13 and I rewatched a bunch of childhood shows like Avatar, The Last Airbender. And
oh, yeah.
All the good ones. And watching them in consecutive order, I was like, wow, they're actually really amazing shows.
Yeah.
So I really fell in love with Dick Grayson's character from Teen Titans.
Good choice. Yeah, strong choice.
You.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So I looked more into him kind of, and I discovered the whole, you know, Bat family universe. And I didn't know Batman had adopted these kids. And I was just like, what? And it was really interesting to me. And so then I remember looking up a video on YouTube to find out more about Dick Grayson. And this clip of him doing his gymnastic routine came up. And it turns out that was from Downtime of Young Justice.
Oh, right. Nice.
Yeah. And that's, I was like, huh, this looks really good. And so I started watching the show. And I was a little bit behind, but there was quite a few hiatus periods, so I caught up.
Yes, there were.
Yeah. And so I started watching
like
it.
Like 9 months of hiatus.
I know.
Yeah.
So then that's the show I started waking up for on Saturdays after that was Young Justice.
Nice. Yeah. Outstanding. It's a good handoff. I was going to ask you what your experience with DC or comics was before that, and it sounds like it's less the comics and more the other media that kind of drew you into it.
Yeah. I haven't read a ton of comics. I've kind of done a little dappling. I'd like to do more. It's hard to know where to start, kind of.
The on-ramp is a problem It really is. Yeah. You know, we talked to our first discussion session was with Darcy Ross, and we were just talking about new fandom, and she Young Justice was her on ramp for anything DC at all. Period. You know,
yeah.
And finding that on ramp is one of the reasons, annoyingly, they keep rebooting the universe in the comics to try and get people to come on, you know, to enjoy it. And unfortunately, I think it has this weird, it can have a weird alienating effect to the old fans and still make it a challenge for the new fans.
Definitely.
So
maybe, maybe I'll get into it eventually. But
well, you know, you're a college student, so you have a lot of free time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, just sit around and read some comics.
Exactly.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
So the first AMV of yours that I stumbled on, our friend of the show, Megan Dornbrock, who's the host of the Fantastic Modifier podcast, she brought up some kind of, I think she showed me an AMV or like posted something on Twitter. And I watched it and I was like, what is this? Like, what is this creative endeavor of taking scenes from something and putting it into a music thing? And she's like, oh, it's called an AMV. And I'm like, okay, get off my lawn. I'm old. I don't know what's happening. So she told me what it was and I was like, huh. And so I was all Young Justice AMV and Your Shattered came up.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, I love this entire thing. Everything about this. And then I posted it on Facebook and I posted it on Twitter and I had all these fans of the show were like, oh my God, what is this? I need to see this. So it, honestly, that video that you did, Shattered, was basically the inspiration of why I wanted to include fan service in our show.
Wow. That's really cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And in fact, that Shattered was our very first fan service. I knew that it made me realize that there were so many other people doing so many other things for the love of what they do. And I'm like, hey, if we're doing a podcast, then let's talk about it because this stuff is amazing. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
So what is it about Young Justice that you connect with at all? Is there storylines, are there characters, arcs, music maybe that draw you in? Like, what is it that drew you in?
Well, the first thing was Dick Grayson. I was like, yes, I want to see his development in this. But it was also the animation, too, because I've always been very picky about animation. I've never been able to watch cartoons that are anatomically incorrect. I don't know if it's like my artistic brain, but it's just disproportionate.
It grates on you? Like, yeah, grates? It like bugs you?
Yeah, it's really weird. Since I was a kid, I've been like that. The chibi thing, I can't, no.
The big head thing?
Yeah, something about it. But definitely the animation was really, it was amazing. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'll just start off as like a casual viewer. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Good try.
I tried. but I became really, I fell in love with all the characters immediately. And then I was just kind of following them, and then the plot line all came together, and it just built up all the things that I loved about the show as I kept going.
Yeah. Our listeners know that I'm a little bit of a Dick Grayson fan. So what is it in particular? Was there anything in particular about it? It's interesting to me because I grew up reading him, you know, when I was a kid, and
yeah,
you know, him making that transition from Robin to Nightwing happened in the comics when I was at a very impressionable age, and you know, had a big effect on me. So it's interesting for me to hear, you know, someone who was introduced to Dick Grayson much, much later, what it is about him that drew you to the show.
I don't know. He's always been my favorite. The leader quality thing, I think, is a big one.
Yeah.
Also, people are always like, who? If I say Dick Grayson's my favorite superhero, they're like, who's that?
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Because he's so many different things, but so important. He's such an iconic character, I think. And I think he deserves a lot more screen time and just, I don't know, recognition all around. I don't know. I guess I just like the fact that he brought this light to Batman in the beginning. I think that was one of the main things that he just, it made it more of a family orientation. And then Dick Grayson himself, he's just, I don't know. He's just so happy in such a dark Gotham, you know. I don't know. I don't know what it is exactly, but
no, I'm feeling all of the things that you're saying. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true.
I remember I loved Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy, but I remember in the third movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt played the cop, and then they introduced him as Robin at the end. And I was just like, no, he
yes!
needs to have a name.
Thank you. Thank you. I think I enjoyed that series too. It had a few issues that I had with it, but I think the biggest issue is so personal, is just where was Dick? Dick needed,
I know.
Why did you not just have him be Dick? I don't know why.
Yeah.
But anyway, I try and let it go, Rich. I have to take deep breaths and just let it go. Yeah. So how did you get started doing these then? Did you just start doing it with Young Justice? Were you doing this kind of, like, what got you into the AMV realm?
So I joined YouTube in middle school. That was basically when, like, during the era of Charlie the Unicorn and the Annoying Orange and that kind of thing. And
right.
I was just like, okay. But then I stumbled upon some AMVs. I was like, whoa, like, I fell in love with this artistic ability to combine music and film and voiceovers all to music. And
yeah,
it was new to me. I remember one of the videos that really inspired me to make my own edits was a Teen Titans AMV to Welcome to the Black Parade.
Whoa, that's so funny. There is a Young Justice Welcome to the Black Parade.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it.
I did.
Did you really?
I made one. There might be more, but yeah, I that was one of the first ones that I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I think we put that on the show, and this is when Caleb and I were like, this is now getting ridiculous, because Caleb, that's one of his favorite songs, and he's like, oh, Rich, I found this AMV. It's to this great song. And I'm like, great, let's use it for the fan service. He's like, okay, let me see. Who did it? Oh, really? Seriously? Okay, yeah, it's GT Grandom again, and I'm like, all right, let's do it, man. This thing is amazing. If she keeps doing them, we're going to keep talking about them.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's still one of my favorites. It blew me away. So when I watched Young Justice, that's when I became really inspired to do what other people were doing and to make my own edits.
Nice.
I'd had some experience with editing before, mainly with like home videos, making like a montage for family or whatever, but it was nothing. I was still a beginner. I didn't know what I was doing really. So then I got an editing program for my birthday when I was like 13, and I just went for it.
You got an editing program for your birthday?
Yeah, that's what I asked
for. I'm just sitting with that for a second. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting insight into you right there.
Yeah, definitely. Other kids were asking for iPhones and I was asking for an editing program. But
fantastic. I love it. So getting into that, springboarding off of that, I want to know your thought process behind creating these things. So here's the thing. So I'm watching Shattered, and of course, and I'm a very visual and storytelling and audio driven person. So I'm watching things like Black Parade. I'm watching Shattered. There's another AMV we watch a lot that one of the few you didn't do, which was to War, which was amazing.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's a really good one. And I'm feeling the punches. I feel like I can see what you were trying to do, like why you picked a particular beat. In fact, in our very first episode, I was talking about potentially doing an entire bonus episode analyzing your Shattered and what each of those scenes you chose meant with the lyrics and how that punch works. The mental gymnastics that it takes to hear the song, hear the story in the song, hear the beats and pacing in the song, know the show backwards and forwards enough to know what beats and what emotional punches go with what. It's blowing my mind when I think about that. So do you hear a song and then you envision the scenes that'll go along with it? Or is it the other way around? Do you see scenes in the show and it reminds you of a song? Or how does it work?
It's kind of all of that. That's one of the challenges, is if, you know, you hear a song and you're like, oh, this would fit this show or this character so well. But then you just can't find the right scenes to convey that feeling.
Yeah.
Or the other way around, you have the clips and you're just like, I need a good song. That's a big challenge. And a lot of the times, you know, I've started so many projects that I get halfway through and just can't finish. And it's really sad because you just lose that motivation because it becomes too hard to find the right stuff. But, you know, I kind of consider myself more of a storyteller than an editor, if that makes sense.
Well, your editing skills are clearly really good, but I get that because I'm feeling that. I mean, I started this podcast to talk about storytelling and emotional punch and how you do things right, how you take people on an emotional ride instead of just instead of just tell them about the emotional ride, right? And you are taking watchers on an emotional ride through Young Justice in a whole fresh new way. So I can absolutely hear, I see the storytelling you're talking about in there because you're telling the same story. Except we get like, it's almost like we get, this is how you view Young Justice.
Yeah.
Right? Your personal view of what matters, what scenes matter, what storylines matter, right? You have to be a storyteller to do that. And it comes across.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't focus much on effects anymore. I went through a phase. If you look at the history of my videos, I went through a phase of just putting in all these effects. I was just so excited. It was easy to put in transitions and effects that made it. It made it fun, but, you know, it's a learning experience and you look back and I realized that scene selection is really what makes a successful video. You could make it with Windows Movie Maker or the simplest of programs and still really deliver that message if you pick the right scenes.
I have to tell you, so as a watcher, if you don't mind me sharing, like as a watcher, I've seen other AMVs and they're fun, they're good, but it's little things like, they put a title up, okay? So here, from a writing standpoint, this feels like the telling, not showing, right? I don't need the title. I don't need all the people you're dedicating it to until the end. I'd like to see that stuff at the end.
Yeah.
But like, grab me, drop me in medio res, right? Like, get me right into that story. And then a lot of times there are, the use of effects can be overdone. Like a lot of fast scans across comic panels and things. And sometimes it works because of the beat, like how the song is like, maybe the song is frenetic and you're getting that kind of scan. But sometimes it's just like, oh, I can't process this. What's happening? There's too much happening.
Too much going on.
Instead of, I think any good, you know, there's a maxim in writing. The difference between a 200 page book and an 800 page book that was edited down to 200 pages is that those extra 600 pages are still in the edited 200-page book. All the richness and the story and everything is brought into that space. And the skill for whatever creative thing you're doing, whether it's writing or, you know, freaking cooking, right? The idea of what to leave out is as key as what to put in.
Yeah, it also kind of depends on what you're trying to convey. For instance, some of my videos are very lighthearted. They're more like shipper orientated.
Sure.
And they're fun. They're funny. They're usually about Wally just making stupid remarks because that's an important part of the show, the humor. But,
and we should all mock Wally as much as possible.
Yes. As much as possible. The best videos, though, I think are the emotional tributes devoted to that camaraderie, the unit of the team. So I try to show that development from not trusting one another to, you know, fighting side by side. I think that's just an important arc.
It is. It's that Young Justice and the comics Teen Titans was about making a family as much as it was about superhero shenanigans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And which actually brings me to another one I want to talk about, which is, I don't know if I'd call it an AMV because I don't know where you got the music, but it's not to somebody's song. It was the mind-blowing tribute you did to the first two seasons of Young Justice. I'm sorry, I have to like take a breath because I just watched it again before this interview, which was a beautiful mistake because I loved it and then had to recover for 5 minutes before I could keep, you know, writing the outline. We're going to have a lot of links to that all the time, guys, so you're going to need to watch that. But I think it's an example of what you're talking about, right? Because it's not about, oh, let me show off what I can do with somebody's song and somebody's show.
Yeah.
It's, I want to hear about where you got whatever the music is that you're using in that, but there's no words to the music. It's just music, right?
Yeah.
It's just instrumental, but it's so focused on exactly what you're talking about. You are telling the entire story of both seasons and all the things that I love about the show, about family and about support and about Sorry, I'm just thinking of the moment. I'm an emotional guy. So the point you put in where Aqualad's saying, you know, unlike you, we're not short of friends.
Right.
Gets me every time. But like the way that you build to that moment, like that's not the first thing necessarily you see in the thing that you've created. You're drawing people in with some action to start with, and then you start building, you show the conflict, and then you get to these points, like that just like epic punch of Aqualad making that point after two seasons. It's just so well done. So can you tell me a little bit about the development of that project? Did it come after the announcement of Young Justice season 3?
Yes, it came after the announcement. I know we'd heard, you know, rumors for years about another season.
So frustrating.
Yeah. It was like, oh, sign the petition and all this stuff. And I found out from someone commenting on a YouTube video. They're like, I didn't know how to get in touch with you otherwise, but season 3 has been announced. And I was like, no way. I was like, receipt, like... So I looked it up and it was true and I freaked out. I was so happy. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to make a video now.
You must make a video now.
Yes, I have to. It's like my emotions, remember?
Right. Therapy. You needed therapy.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to make a tribute to get everyone pumped for the next season and to just kind of celebrate. And so I went to work with it. And I think it lasted for a while. It depends. It kind of depends. Sometimes I'll just binge edit and I'll get through it in like a day. Other times it's, you know, throughout a few weeks, just working on it when I can. But I think I binged edited that for a couple days, just like wanted to get it done. And it was emotional. It made me, I hadn't edited Young Justice in a while. Going back through everything, I was like, my children, like these people.
Your friends, you know.
My friends, yeah. So I think it was really great. It was a great way for me to show my appreciation for the show and my excitement for it coming back. It made it, when I have more motivation and inspiration for video, it usually comes across that way. So
yeah, there was a lot of emotion on that one. For sure.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're not. And you shouldn't be.
You're right.
So that one is one of the videos that I watch before we record that actually gets me like in touch with the bigger picture and gets me grounded. Because Caleb and I will record 3 or 4 episodes at a time, and we both had a bit of a hard end of our year last year, but luckily we had already had 8 or 12 episodes in the can. So, which was nice because we needed to take, we literally took a few month break just to deal with the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we're really glad we did that, but sometimes we'll go for a few weeks and we don't get to record, and not that I, you know, can't just watch an episode of Young Justice, but that video that you did, that tribute to both seasons is such a through line it's therapy for me. And it's therapy for me in knowing that, oh my God, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Somebody else gets it, you know? And so many of the fans that have come out to talk to us, you know, feel that same way. I was very alone in my love of Dick Grayson for, you know, decades.
Yeah.
And now I'm finding, oh, okay, I'm not crazy. Like there's other people out there who,
I know.
So thank you for making it. And I don't even know what else to say. I'm just going to have to go watch it again a bit.
No, thank you. The response to that video has been really fantastic. It was great to see everybody revive and come out.
Absolutely. Well, we posted it on, I think I posted it on the Whelmed Twitter and my own personal Twitter.
Yeah.
And Greg and Brandon have been kind enough to follow the show periodically, and they retweeted it as well. And I think Brandon even made a comment of like, whoa, right? Like this is a thing I did. And this is a reaction I got from somebody who watched the thing I did, and now I'm having an emotional reaction to the thing they created about the thing I created. And you know, we're all hoping that it helps to drive them and inspire them into their season 3, because they also had that years off.
Yeah, that's true.
So getting back into it and getting that rhythm again might be a little hard. So
that's true.
I think you're helping them. You're helping me.
That's sweet of you to say. I don't know about that, but let's hope.
Mom, I think you are. I'm going with that.
Okay.
So I also went on to your YouTube channel to see if there's anything I hadn't seen in a while. And I love this. So you posted this thing and then you say like, oh, here's the spontaneous project I just threw up or whatever. And to something called Rule the World, which I hadn't heard. And I think I'm about maybe 20, I said 30 seconds in the outline here, but I'm like, it couldn't have been more than about 10 seconds before I was like, spontaneous, what? Like, what is happening right now? This is crazy awesome. Like the timing of the beats with the scenes and the lines. It's not just the beats with the scene transitions. It's also the line that's associated with what's happening in the scene itself. It's so smooth and it's so organic. When you say that something like this is a spontaneous project, is this something that you just kind of like, hey, I got this quick idea. I'm just going to try and like practice and throw it up and kind of see how it looks. And then you're going to go back and revisit it? Or how does that process work?
Basically, yeah. If it's that inspiration again, if I get hit with something, a song, and I'm just like, yes, yes, this will work. Or sometimes I'll watch another AMV for a different show with the same song and I'll be like, oh, this would be so good for Young Justice or for whatever. And I just, my brain won't think about anything else. I'll just have to do it. And depending on how motivated I am, I'll get through it really fast. And then I'll be like, oh, should I post this? It's kind of, it depends. Sometimes
the answer is yes. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it just comes together well, sometimes not so much. So
yeah. I get it.
Yeah, I do really like that one though. That's one of my favorites that I've made. It was really fun to make.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of beats that are unique.
Right.
And I think that's easy.
Having the pacing of different songs, like I say, some of the songs are smooth and ballady and some are like frenetic mm-hmm. and wild. I mean, it's a different speed of pacing mm-hmm. for your editing and the different scenes you choose. God, it just seems so complicated in my head. That
yeah,
seems so reflexive for you. And like I said, I've watched a lot of AMBs. I've scanned through a lot of them and, mm-hmm. and you know, like, oh, this is fun. You know, this is good. But it's not grabbing me and dragging me along. You know what I mean? And there's a few that do that. You've done a ton of them and there are a few other people who've done some amazing ones as well.
Yeah.
It takes a unique set of skills. So.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's definitely a learning experience. When you're editing, you go through so much material that I basically have all the scenes memorized from everything. Like,
yep.
I'm like, oh, this will be a good scene. And I have to go find it from downtime, 2/3 through the episode at this point. Like, you just have it down at that point, which makes it a lot easier and faster once you know the whole show. But also when you go through them again, you know, you get to see stuff you didn't see the first time or hear dialogue that maybe didn't strike you as significant until mm-hmm. you go through it again and you're like, wow. So it's just a learning experience.
Yeah, absolutely. I just remember the only thing I can parallel it to is when we were getting the audio cuts for our segment sections, you know, like, oh, Canary debrief. Oh, Canary saying class is in session. Yeah. Okay. That's the first thing that pops into my head. Like I've got the whole series just, the whole audio track is in my head, but I don't know music and editing enough to be able to apply that. But I kind of get what you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. okay, we're doing a crashing the mode section. All right. It's gotta be season 2. Oh, wait, that's right. There's that scene where Impulse is explaining about crashing the mode to Beast Boy. Let's see what we can do with that and play with that a little bit. And see. So we had to, if you listen to that one, it's not the exact scene. We had to cut a few bits out and kind of mash it together. But people who haven't seen season 2, there are people who are watching season 1 and listening to us as they go, and they haven't seen season 2, so they have no idea what crashing the mode even means.
They're like, what are you saying?
What is going on? Yeah. So that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I think the clips help. It's like, oh, it's something from something I haven't seen yet. You know, I mean, okay, I get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
But are there other shows? Are there other movies that inspire you to do these? Like you were talking about Harry Potter earlier and other things you watched when you were younger.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I'll edit sometimes and not post. I have a few Harry Potter ones and, you know, I got into The 100, some other Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't like to post them too much because my main fan base is for Young Justice. And sometimes they're not too happy when you don't post, you know, what they want to see. So I try to, you know, spread it out among different fandoms. I try to make it relatively even. mm-hmm. mostly Young Justice or, you know, Dick Grayson type stuff. But there's definitely some other shows that I like. But still, I don't know, nothing quite on that Young Justice level. Not since that's aired. It's just not quite there.
There's just there's a lot of material to draw from, like you're mm-hmm. saying. Basically, there's a lot of different emotional kinds of beats that you can draw on, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. I watched Voltron off of Netflix, and that was kind of similar. It had similar animation and kind of characters, but I think Young Justice just had, I don't know, as far as editing goes, it's kind of almost a perfect animation because Greg added a lot of dimension to those characters and it made it easier to vid. Even the way that the animation is created, a lot of it seems like it's trailer worthy, if that makes sense. Like
yeah.
you would see it in a trailer, but it's just part of the normal episode.
Yeah, that's a really good observation. That's so interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So Young Justice has a lot of that, and I think it makes it a lot more interesting to edit. And then the character depth is also really helpful.
Plus you get the voice actors really, yeah. really pull it off. And then we also talk on the show a lot about the detail put in the animation of facial expressions to mm-hmm. convey something. Like I was talking earlier about knowing what not to do is as important as what to do. So yeah. the fact that they put in these, you know, telepathic mind link conversations and choose mm-hmm. to do that instead of animating mouths, I mean, it seems yeah. like, yeah, it makes perfect sense when you see the show, but there is a whole process of deciding to choose to do that and to explain mm-hmm. that to your animators, which who are normally overseas, about what you want to see and how you want to see it. Yes, we want this expression on Green Arrow's face in the background of a scene that's not focused on Green Arrow, right? Like
yeah.
Doing that, I think maybe that's feeds into kind of what you're talking about, like this trailer definitely. Worthy, like it carries the emotion visually as well as the...
Yeah, they're, it's interesting that you said that with the mental link, because I love finding a scene where someone's not talking. That's like golden when you're editing because it's just sloppy if someone's speaking.
Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I never thought about that before, but yeah, that's definitely. They also, there's a lot of scenes of not even a mental link, but they show everyone's reactions to someone else speaking.
Yeah.
Like an actual show, like a real show.
Like a live action show.
Yeah. That's, yeah. And I think that makes it work really well too.
Nice. So you already, I was going to ask you how you heard about season 3, but you already told us about that and your reaction to it. We get to watch your reaction to it in your therapy session of this cut that I was already talking about. And yes. We thank you for that. So is there anything else that you'd like to add or throw out? Are you working on other projects that are aside from this? It doesn't have to be Young Justice oriented either. Like, what are you working on right now?
I have about 20 projects that are currently, I'm trying to work on them. I have a little bit of a break right now before classes start again. So there's some comic stuff, some Young Justice, some other shows that you guys might be interested in. Yeah, I'm pretty excited for what season 3 will bring. I hope I get to see a few new characters.
I think we will. But
yeah. But I hope Dick Grayson at least makes an appearance. I'm pretty mm-hmm. hopeful on that one.
I think so too. I think what we saw at the end of that, of season 2, where he's walking off to do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have the parallel comics, which tell you what characters are doing when they're not in an episode, which is mm-hmm. just genius in my opinion. So we might get some Nightwing Young Justice related stuff, like when he's out doing his own thing. You know, or I don't know if they decide to do another, you know, time jump, mm-hmm. even if it's just a year or two, then we might, you know, he might have done his thing and he's coming back and we get to see whatever the results of that is. So yeah, we'll see. I'm just so happy.
Me too. Me too. I'm have a positive outlook and I'm very excited. I know they'll satisfy all of my emotions that need sorting after
this. Outstanding. So. And we can watch that process as it happens on your YouTube channel.
Very true.
All right. Thanks so much for spending time with us in the cave, Erica. I can't tell you how grateful I am that you decided to come on the show and share with us this process. Where can people find you on Earth Prime?
Well, you can find me on YouTube, Tumblr, and fanfiction, all under the same GTG Random. I'll be there. So I'll try to always be there for you guys.
That's there. Awesome. So thanks to everyone for sharing time with us. You can find us on Twitter at the YJ Files, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/crashingthemode, and on our website, www.crashingthemode.com. If you have not yet seen Erica's tribute to the first two seasons of Young Justice, I haven't seen anything to match it. She has captured the emotional through line of action, friendship. Sorry, I can't even like get through what I wrote. yeah, I'm going to try that again. She has captured the emotional through line of action, friendship, family, and love that runs through Young Justice in a way that tears me up every single time, even when I'm just talking about it. Personally, if Brandon or Greg are listening to this particular episode, I think this piece should be used as a promo for season 3. It's flat out amazing, and you'll find a link to it and so many other AMVs in the show notes. If you enjoy our show, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can also support our show by giving us a 5-star review on iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. We are now also on Google Play. The ratings help others find our show. If you do leave us a rating, please let us know, especially if you're outside the U.S. We have to look harder for those. And even though season 3 has been officially announced, please keep spreading the word to friends and family about the series. Hashtag keep binging YJ on Netflix. Hashtag buy YJ comics on Comixology to help us get more comics tie-ins as well. And get yourself up to speed for the season 3 premiere. And as always,
stay whelmed, everyone.
You've been listening to Whelmed, the Young Justice Files podcast. Our hosts are Rich Howard and Emily Buza. Our editor and producer is Neil Powell. Our theme was composed by Emily Mio. Our logo was created by Kevin Bates. Whelmed is a fan-made podcast and is not officially affiliated with DC Comics, DC Entertainment, Warner Brothers Animation, and any other owners of Young Justice or its related source material. As such, these companies have sole ownership of all symbols, images, names, logos, and proprietary material related to Young Justice. Original content of this podcast is ours, under Creative Commons. Thanks for listening, and stay whelmed.